after B'nai Yisrael walk away from the incredible miracle of the splitting of the sea. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a bit of a musr, a bit of chizuk after seeing something like that. Vayomarim shamot yishma l'kol Hashem l'kacha. And he says, remember, you should listen to the words of Hashem. Vahayash b'inav ta'aseh, do what is right in his eyes. Vazanta l'mitzvah, listen to the mitzvos. V'shamarta kol chukav, and follow all of the laws. Kol hamachla, if you do all of this, all the diseases, all the terrible illnesses, asher santi b'mitzrayim, that I brought upon Egypt, lo asim alach, I will not bring to you. Ki ani Hashem rofecha, because I, Hashem, I'm the true doctor. So Rav Yitzchak Volozhin, Rav Chaim Volozhin's son, writes in the Pe Kodesh, which is a collection of his Divrei Torah. So he explains that naturally a person who eats well and exercises and goes on runs and reads magazines about health and does all the things they're supposed to do and spends a lot of time working on their health and fitness should live a long, wonderful life. This is the natural course of the world. This would be the proper way that a person should build up a strong body to live a long time. But on the other hand, a person who sits in front of old books all day and never sees the light of the sun and eats barely any meals and is sitting and learning Torah, Yomam V'Laila, and pushes himself to learn and doesn't get enough sleep and expends his efforts for the sake of Talmud Torah, naturally one would think that a person should live a very short life and not have so much fulfillment or so much physical happiness because he's not taking care of his body to the nth degree, to the most he possibly could. And therefore, one may think that such a person should be sick more often, more than other people. And therefore the Torah tells us, Im shamoa tishma, v'shamarta kol chukav. If you listen to the Torah and you learn Torah Hashem, and you make Torah part of your life, with all of this, kol amachal asher santu b'mitzrayim, all the diseases and terrible things, lo asim alach, I won't bring to you, ki ani Hashem rofecha. Says Rav Yitzchak Volozhin, there's a correlation here, that a person who learns Torah, and a person who engages in Talmud Torah, and makes Torah part of his life, there's certainly no promises, and we're certainly aware that people who learn Torah can get sick, and people who don't learn Torah can also live long lives. We know that to be the case. But says Hashem, I find it to be something special, that if a person does learn Torah, and uses Torah in a way that's positive, so I will help this person out in ways of health that he might not have had before. In fact, this is connected to the previous episode, where B'nai Yisrael traveled in the desert from Yam Suf, journeying 3 days without having any water. They arrived at Mara, where there was water, but it was bitter. And Moshe sweetened the bitter water. And it's the same idea. The lesson is just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu took the water, which was bitter, and naturally should not have any sweetness, but he switched it around because he wanted to. So too, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, a person learns Torah, says Hashem, even though naturally one may think that sitting in front of a book all day or pushing themselves to learn late at night when it might be difficult or when it's going out when it's cold or going out when it's too hot, a person would think that such type of learning or such activity is not good for their health, says Hashem, I'll help you out. Ani Hashem Rofecha, a person who puts Torah in front of them, Torah can be a way towards refuah, Torah can be a method towards health. We find the importance of Talmud Torah in the face of illness, a major idea from the base medrash of Volozhin. Not only did Rav Yitzchak Volozhin, the Rosh Yeshiva, say that there was some sort of connection between health and refuah and learning Torah, but so did his father, Rav Chaim Volozhin. In the Ruach Chaim, the Perish and Perkei Avos, in the first mission in Perkei Avos, the Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, tells the following story. That the Taz, the David HaLevi, was once sitting with his students and learning, and a woman came into the base medrash and said, Rebbe, my son is going to die. What should I do? So the Taz looked at her and said, Hatachas Elokim Anochi, what am I, Kadosh Baruch Hu? How am I supposed to cure your son? Because your son is sick. What am I supposed to do about it? So the woman said, I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the Torah that's within you. And since a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah are one, Kutshabrichu Ve'oraisa Chadhu, Hashem and his Torah are one thing, so if you can take your Torah and dedicate it to my son, then Hashem will hopefully spare my son as well, because your Torah and Hashem can act together. So the Taz said, you're right. I'll dedicate my learning going forward now to your son. I'll take my learning and dedicate it to his health. And that's what happened. He did such a thing, and the son's fever began to go down, and the child became better. And therefore, said Ruach HaChaim, says Ruach HaChaim Volozhiner, we learn from here that Torah can be used for the recovery of the sick. Now there's a Gemara in Shavuos that says you shouldn't learn Torah for the sake of refuah, and the Rishonim, the Acharim, discussed this contradiction, but clearly it seems to be the major mahalach of the poskim and the gedolim that Torah should be used. If a person is ill, a person isn't feeling well, a person needs a refuah, so go learn Torah. Either go learn Torah for yourself or go learn Torah for other people. Of course, there's no guarantees, and Hashem runs the world, but learning Torah for yourself and for others is certainly not going to hurt, and it only could help out in a positive way. The Netziv, the son-in-law of Ravitz of Elazhin, going down now further in the base Medrash of Elazhin, says the same idea. On our Pasuk, he says that this idea in the Torah, connecting, listening to the Torah and learning Torah, connected to the idea that Hashem is the ultimate doctor, is the source of the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mandalin, that if a person has a headache, he should go learn Torah. If a person has a sore throat, he should go learn Torah. If a person has aching bones, he should go learn Torah. And then the Gemara concludes, a person whose entire body hurts should go learn Torah. Says the Gemara, a person is ill, a person is sick. Torah, in many cases, could be just what the doctor ordered. The Tali Oros cites a story with the Chafetz Chaim from the Sefer Shalavicha, that once the Chafetz Chaim was in a city in Lithuania, and there they were having a big, big collection of all the great philanthropists to raise money for a much-needed hospital. The Chafetz Chaim went to this meeting in order to give chizuk and to support these wealthy people to make sure they would give as much as they could to help people out in this hospital. And every single time a person would donate money, he would say, I'm donating money to fill 5 beds in the hospital. I'm donating money to take care of 10 beds in the hospital. I'm going to take care of this many people who need to be here. The Chafetz Chaim would go over, give him a big yashar koyach, help him out, try to make him feel good, and give him as much kavod as he could in order to make sure the person felt honored for his dedication to the hospital. All of a sudden, in this whole meeting, so a number of Talmidei Chachamim walked into the room, and the Chafetz Chaim got up, and he made a whole big deal, and he walked away from all these wealthy people, and he went over and shook their hands, how are you doing, gave them such kavod, more than he was giving to the philanthropists. So one of the philanthropists was upset, he was bothered, the Chafetz Chaim is giving me kavod, and now he takes his kavod and gives it to these people who aren't going to give anything to the hospital. So the man said to the Chafetz Chaim, well, how many beds are these men donating? In a very sarcastic way. How much are they going to give to the hospital? So the Chafetz Chaim said, 50 beds each. These men are going to donate 50 beds to the hospital. So the man incredulously said, what are you talking about, 50 beds? These people can barely afford lunch. What are they donating 50 beds to the hospital for? So the Chafetz Chaim said, because their Torah learning will keep 50 people out of this hospital. It'll be 50 beds that don't need to be used. It'll be money well spent, because they won't need to come to the hospital. Because their Torah will keep more and more people healthier and more people better. Obviously, you need to go to the doctor and make sure we're taking care of and do things that are healthy. But Torah on top of it is only helping out our health and the health of other people's as well. The Chassam Sofer in Parsha Shlach, in the Torah's Moshe, and the Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev in the Kedusha Slavin Lakutim, in Ar Gemar and Ervin, both say the same exact word. The Chassam Sofer and Levi Yitzchak coming together in Shalom to teach us a beautiful idea. They both say the same idea, which is the Gemara in Erevin we quoted before. It says that if you have a sore throat, go learn Torah. It says if you have achy bones, go learn Torah. It says if you have a headache, go learn Torah. And then on top of it, it says if your body hurts, go learn Torah. What's the whole point? Just go straight to the point, which is if something's wrong, go learn Torah. What do I need to build up with all these different parts of the body? So says the Chassam Sofer, says the Kedushas Levi as follows. Because a person knows that sometimes certain medicines work for certain parts of the body and certain things. Certain radiations will work for this type of person, and certain pills will work for this type of issue, and different medicines match up for different things. And if the pharmacist is wrong, or the doctor is wrong, and gives you the wrong medicine, so that can be detrimental, or nothing could happen, you always have to be very specific with the medicines to match the person's ailment. Comes the Gemara and says, whatever the ailment is, do you know what? Torah is a catch-all medicine. It doesn't have to fit perfectly. It doesn't matter what the ailment is. You don't have to go and figure out and sit, is this measurement the right amount? Do I have to lower the dosage, raise the dosage? It doesn't matter, because Torah is always the right dosage, no matter what. So says the Chassam Sofer, so says Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. And we live in times where people are sick, people have difficulties, there are tsaros, and we do what we can. We recommend them to doctors, and they go take care of themselves. But Torah is also a good medicine as well. Will it cure everything at the end of the day? Maybe, maybe not. We won't know for sure. But it won't hurt. So a person hears, Rachman al Hassan, someone is ill, someone needs a refuah, pick up a sefer, dedicate your learning to that person. Go to a shir, come out at night and learn some Torah. a good way to give someone a refuah and to help them on their path to wellness. I read in the beautiful Sefer, As Long As I Live, which is the remarkable story of Rav Aaron Margalit, which I highly recommend. There, Rav Aaron Margalit had types of terrible cancers and had polio when he was young and went through all different types of terrible sorrows. And at a certain point, when he knew that he had a very difficult cancer and things were very unclear, instead of rolling over and saying, this is what's going to be, he said, I'm going to fight and I'm going to work. And he decided that one of the paths, one of the weapons in his utility belt was Torah. And he started an amazing program in Eretz Yisrael for his refuah, a test on the Chafetz Chaim Shmiras HaLashon that are taken by thousands of people every month in Eretz Yisrael. He started a Torah Gilyon that's brought out every single month in Eretz Yisrael called Kavanaki, and it's spread all over the world because he understood that along with the doctors, and along with the tefillos, and along with the tehillim, also comes Torah, to use Torah for our zchus, to use Torah for our merits, to bring refuahs for ourselves, and all of Klal Yisrael.